Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.
Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. Now, even when you're sitting in the sun, it still has to be done. We need to talk about work at some point. Today we'll be learning how to say I am, as in I am a teacher, or I am a plumber, for example. And we'll also be learning how to say I work. So, for example, you might want to explain that you work in an office or you work in a hospital, something like that. We'll also be learning a crucial thing as well, how to say I like my work, or indeed, I don't like my work. I hope you enjoy this lesson of Coffee Break Spanish.
Coffee Break Español! So, over the past few weeks, we've been learning how to introduce ourselves and say a few things about ourselves, like, for example, where you're from, and talk about your family. Today we're going to add to this by learning to talk about our jobs. Now the first word that we're going to use here is the word that we've already come across when we were talking about where we're from. So for example, Cara, can you remember how to say, I am from Scotland?
Soy de Escocia.
Soy de Escocia. So the word for I am is?
Soy.
Soy. And this word soy is what we're going to begin with using for I am a teacher, for example. Let's start then with that phrase. I am a teacher. Soy profesor.
Soy profesor.
Soy profesor.
Soy profesor.
Now, you'll probably be able to work out already that soy profesor means I am teacher. In Spanish, you don't need to say the word for a when you're talking about jobs. Soy profesor.
Soy profesor.
Now, this works exactly the same way as in French. Je suis professeur. Soy profesor. Now, Cara, you've been saying soy profesor, but in actual fact, if you were a teacher, you wouldn't say profesor. You would use the feminine form, and that is profesora.
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 So how would you say, I am a teacher?
Soy profesora.
Soy profesora.
Soy profesora.
Muy bien. Now, I'm the teacher here, Cara. You're a student. So to say student, you say estudiante.
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 Muy bien. Estudiante doesn't change regardless of whether you're a male or female student. So, soy estudiante.
Soy estudiante.
I am a student. Let's just practice that D sound in the middle of the word estudiante. Estudiante.
Estudiante.
Muy bien. In Spanish, when you're using the letter D, you've got to try to make sure that your tongue comes in between your teeth. In English, when we say the word dad or dog, your tongue actually goes behind your teeth and up towards the hard palate of your mouth. So in Spanish, you've got to bring your tongue down and push your tongue in between your teeth so you get a much softer th sound. Th.
Th.
Estudiante.
Estudiante.
And not estudiante. Okay, listen to the difference. Estudiante. Estudiante. And the same happens with the T. So estudiante. Te. Diante.
Estudiante.
Perfecto. Now, when we are concentrating on very small parts of pronunciation like this, you might think, oh, we don't need to learn all these. We don't need to really know all these intricacies of Spanish pronunciation. But it is really important because it will help you sound better when you're speaking in Spanish. Okay, so we've got profesor.
Profesor.
Or the female version, profesora.
Profesora.
Estudiante.
Estudiante.
The student, which is both the same for female and male students. Let's learn another word. This is quite a tricky one. Ingeniero.
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 Muy bien. Ingeniero.
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 Ingeniero means engineer. Ingeniero, or a feminine version, ingeniera.
Ingeniera.
Muy bien. Ingeniera.
Ingeniera.
Okay, so can everybody try to repeat these words? Okay. Ingeniero.
Ingeniero.
Ingeniera.
Ingeniera.
Profesor.
Profesor.
Profesora.
Profesora.
Estudiante.
Estudiante.
Muy bien. Cara, how would you say I am a student?
Soy estudiante.
Muy bien. You remember that it was soy estudiante and not soy un estudiante or una estudiante. How would you say I am an engineer?
Soy ingeniera.
Soy ingeniera in your case.
Soy ingeniera.
Muy bien. Muy bien. Some of these words really are quite tricky. Let's learn a couple of other words. We are going to go on to abogado.
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 An abogado is a lawyer. Abogado.
Abogado.
And if you're a female lawyer, then you would be abogada.
Abogada.
Okay, you can actually hear the word advocate in there. We use the word advocate in the UK quite a lot for particular types of lawyers. So, abogado.
Abogado.
Muy bien. Abogado or abogada.
Abogada.
Muy bien. Now, you may be a plumber. A plumber in Spanish is somebody who works with fountains. Fontanero.
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 Muy bien. When you say the E sound of the fontanero, try to open your mouth wide. Fontanero.
Fontanero.
Muy bien. Or if you were a female plumber, fontanera.
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 Fontanera. Fontanera.
Muy bien. You may also be ama de casa.
Ama de casa.
Ama de casa.
Ama de casa.
Ama de casa means a housewife. Soy ama de casa.
Soy ama de casa.
Soy ama de casa.
Soy ama de casa.
Muy bien. So we have estudiante.
Estudiante.
Abogado.
Abogado.
Or abogada.
Abogada.
Profesor.
Profesor.
Profesora.
Profesora.
Fontanero.
Fontanero.
Fontanera.
Fontanera.
Ama de casa.
Ama de casa.
Ingeniero.
Ingeniero.
Ingeniera.
Ingeniera.
Muy bien. And hopefully you've all been repeating along with Cara to practice your pronunciation of some of these words.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson.
Now, the question that you might be asked to find out what you do
is ¿En qué trabajas?
¿En qué trabajas?
Literally, in what do you work? ¿En qué trabajas?
¿En qué trabajas?
Trabajas.
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 Muy bien. ¿En qué trabajas?
¿En qué trabajas?
¿En qué trabajas? ¿In what do you work? Also has a formal version, because that's the informal version. And the formal version is ¿En qué trabaja usted?
¿En qué trabaja usted?
¿En qué trabaja usted?
¿En qué trabaja usted?
Muy bien. Usted.
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 ¿En qué trabaja usted?
¿En qué trabaja usted?
Okay, so Kara, I'm going to ask you the question. I'll ask you informally. And can you answer the question about what your job is?
Yes.
¿En qué trabajas, Kara?
Soy estudiante. ¿Y tú? ¿En qué trabajas?
Yo soy profesor. Now, when I answered that question, I said, yo soy profesor. I could just have said, soy profesor, meaning I am a teacher. But in this case, I was trying to put some stress on the word I. I am a teacher. Yo soy profesor. And yo is the word for I. You don't need it when you're saying I am. You can say soy, and soy means I am. But when you want to put extra emphasis on it, you say yo soy.
Yo soy.
Okay, so if I said yo soy profesor, and Kara, you wanted to say, well, I am a student.
Yo soy estudiante.
Muy bien. We've come across yo before, but perhaps not in that particular circumstance. So, ¿en qué trabajas? The question means literally, in what do you work? Or what do you work as? Now, when we were learning the names for particular professions, we didn't obviously cover everything that we possibly could have covered, and we've no doubt that many of you haven't exactly learned the words that are going to help you say what you do. But this might help, because what we're going to do is learn how to say, I work in, for example, a factory or an office. So, if trabajas means you work, trabajo means I work. Trabajo.
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 Okay. Trabajo en. I work in. And we're going to add a few other phrases here. So we might have una tienda.
Una tienda.
Una tienda.
Una tienda.
Una tienda is the word for a shop in most Spanish-speaking countries. Una tienda. So to say I work in a shop, what would you say, Kara?
Trabajo en una tienda.
Trabajo en una tienda.
Trabajo en una tienda.
Muy bien. So una tienda, a shop. What about if you work in a factory? A factory is una fábrica.
Una fábrica.
Una fábrica.
Una fábrica.
So a factory is where you fabricate things. So una fábrica.
Una fábrica.
How would you say I work in a factory?
Trabajo en una fábrica.
En una fábrica. Trabajo en una fábrica. Muy bien. A couple of other things here. Maybe you work in an office. Una oficina.
Una oficina.
Una oficina.
Una oficina.
So, I work in an office.
Trabajo en una oficina.
Trabajo en una oficina.
Trabajo en una oficina.
Muy bien. Trabajo en una oficina. I work in an office. So, we've had una tienda.
Una tienda.
Shop. Una fábrica.
Una fábrica.
A factory. Una oficina.
Una oficina.
An office. What about, what do you think un restaurante would mean?
A restaurant.
A restaurant. So, un restaurante.
Un restaurante.
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 Un restaurante.
Un restaurante.
I work in a restaurant.
Trabajo en un restaurante.
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 Okay. In Spanish, it's spelled almost exactly as it is in English, with an extra E on the end.
But the A-U sound in the middle sounds like au. Au.
Au.
Restaurante.
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 Trabajo en un restaurante.
Trabajo en un restaurante.
Muy bien. Trabajo en un restaurante. One final one here. Maybe you work in a hospital. Un hospital.
Un hospital.
Trabajo en un hospital.
Trabajo en un hospital.
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 Trabajo en un hospital.
Trabajo en un hospital.
Muy bien. Hopefully, those jobs and those workplaces will allow you to say where you work. One final part of this particular lesson, and that is the question, ¿Te gusta tu trabajo?
¿Te gusta tu trabajo?
¿Te gusta tu trabajo? Well, what's tu trabajo, first of all?
Your work.
Your work or your job. ¿Te gusta means do you like? ¿Te gusta?
¿Te gusta?
¿Te gusta tu trabajo?
¿Te gusta tu trabajo?
Mm-hmm. So to say yes, I like it, you would say, sí, me gusta mi trabajo.
Sí, me gusta mi trabajo.
Me gusta mi trabajo.
Me gusta mi trabajo.
If you don't like it, you say, no, no me gusta mi trabajo.
No, no me gusta mi trabajo.
No me gusta mi trabajo.
No me gusta mi trabajo.
So I don't like my job. And you can say, no, no. No me gusta mi trabajo. I don't like my job. No, no me gusta mi trabajo.
No, no me gusta mi trabajo.
Okay. Now, before we finish, there's two other things I want to tell you about. One is if you don't work at all, you can say, I don't work. So, I work is trabajo.
Trabajo.
How do you say, Cara, I don't work?
No trabajo.
No trabajo. So, you stick the no in front of the verb. No trabajo.
No trabajo.
So if you don't work, you can say, no trabajo.
No trabajo.
Or perhaps you're retired. And if that's the case, you use this word, jubilado.
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 Estoy jubilado.
Estoy jubilado.
Or if you're female, estoy jubilada.
Estoy jubilada.
Now, you may well be wondering why that's estoy and not soy. And that's something that I'm afraid we're not going to cover in this lesson because it's a wee bit complicated. We'll be covering that in a future lesson. Just for the time being, learn estoy jubilado as a piece of vocabulary. So, estoy jubilado.
Estoy jubilado.
Or estoy jubilada.
Estoy jubilada.
And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee. So we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com. That's pactcoffee.com. And enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.